So often you find yourself not knowing which way to move or how to move, and being confused about the point toward which you are moving. And that is the thing we would like to speak to you about. When you have done this lifetime, we hope at the end of it that what you will have moved toward is what you truly are. Because there is not a higher thing to aim for than that. And as women, of course, you have been told that what you are is not enough. And that is why it is so important to know that there is nothing more important than what you are. Because what you are is what was created and sent to the earth to be the energy you are intended to be. And so often the confusion in our lives is that we may be, without understanding it, be trying for something other than what we are. There are those who are well-intentioned, who are trying to be better than what they are or more than what they are. And it is the way that you insult the universe if that is what you are trying to do, because the universe made you what you are. Being on earth separates you from many aspects of that. But the path to healing and the path to becoming light means that every step you take is closer and closer to who you are. Now, you do not need to do that perfectly, because it is, after all, earth. So it is not going to happen that way. But very often, when you are in a place of confusion, what you have lost track of is the truth of who you are and what you are and what you love. And without that particular focus to guide you, it is you are going to find yourself lost. Now, when you think about what it is that confuses you, and we know that there is learning to be gained from that if you do not judge it. But when you are saying to yourself, what shall I do here? What shall I choose? Which way do I turn? What do? Then stop for a moment and say, before I ask any more of those questions, I'm going to stop and remember who I am, what I am, what energy I have been given, what I love, what gifts I have been given. And even though those things do not seem to relate to the thing that I am trying to decide about, I'm going to focus on these things first. Because whatever I decide, that decision should bring me closer. And that is the most important thing, that the choice I make is bringing me closer to who I really am. So when you can remember that what happens in confusion is that we have lost focus. Now, your brain may be telling you a million other things, but in the spiritual sense, when you are confused, you have lost focus, and so you want to reestablish it in the most sacred part of yourself, your identity, who you really are. And you want to then say, whatever it is I am deciding, this is how I must weigh it. I must weigh it by whether or not it can move me closer to who I really am. Now, what draws us away from that? Certainly the world and its demands obligations as we understand or misunderstand them. That is another lesson altogether. The things that we see others doing that we are not doing, the things others have that we do not have. There are so many of these external things, and it is in engaging in those that we become confused, because when you are engaged in all of that, you are not focused on who you really are. You are not focused on what you love. You are not focused on your own identity. And when that gets overwhelmed by the world and the demands and the comparisons and all of the other challenges of the world around you, then that is the actual base of confusion. Now, we will mention this other thing. Who you are is not supposed to be perfect. That has never been the intention of coming to Earth. As a matter of fact, if we had mastered perfection, we probably would not be here. So remember, it is not that your decisions have to be perfect, because you do not have to be perfect. But your decisions need to be honest. They need to be faithful to your own identity. They need to be respectful. They need to be respectful of wherever you are on your path. And certainly, they never need to be compared with anyone else's path that you know. You do not need to try to be more than you are. That is like telling the universe that they did not create you as enough. And the universe did create you as enough. So the real spiritual movement is the movement toward who you really are, toward your identity, toward your heart, what you love, what you are here to do. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel angel wings all around you, soft and gently moving to remove heaviness, to remove pain, to remove fear, and feel that soft energy around your body as you breathe in peace and exhale fear. Feel a warm rain falling, and let the warm rain wash away the world, wash away the demands of the world. Let them fall away from your body. And this action allows you to know without carrying. To know about, but not to draw in. So know about your fears and let the rain wash them away from your body so that you feel yourself without them. And know about your wounds, but let the rain wash them away from your body so that you can feel what it is to be free of them. And feel your crown open and the golden light of the universe begin to pour into your body. Let the golden light flow into your third eye and make you wise and intuitive, first about yourself and then about the world around you. Let the golden light come to your communication center. Fill that center. And make a place for lightness in all that you say to yourself. In all that you say to others. And feel the light flowing down through your body and into your heart center. And let that golden light heal. Touch any places in your heart that may be in shadow so that your heart knows and sees all that you need to know about who you are. And what you love. Feel the golden light flow down through the body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace any emotional baggage that no longer serves you. You have learned what you need to learn from it, and now you let it go. Let the golden light fill in that place and make a space that receives joy. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light displace any guilt or shame that you may have kept in your body that needs to leave now, so that you feel free to purify without judgment. Anything that comes into your life so that it can be known and released. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And let that golden light, which knows your heart, begin to form for you the energy that you need to create for your life. Feel feel your body and your energy coming into alignment with your identity, with your high self, with the power in the universe that created you. Move into your heart center and see that in a golden circle, the universe has left a gift for you. A gift that can be intuited. Rest the mind, see the gift and the love behind it. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.